Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. Simon Tov Beis. Din Charitz Maim Ben Shnei Tchumim. Vos Seif Echad. Okay, the shine over here is picture number one. Picture number one, Aboisai. You've got over here, the shaila over here is a pool. Hey, not a pool. What's that called? A lake, a pond. Yeah, a lake. So let's see what the scenario is here. Choretz, choretz really means a groove. So it's more like a mole maim filled with water. A pool. I'm going to call it a pool. Maim mechunasim shubein shnei tchumei Shabbos. So you've got a lake, which is between two cities, and between two Tchumim Shabbos. Now, I see that, okay, so you've got the city on the north, and the city in the south. You can see the north one has got a mosque as well. Can you see, can you not see this tower reaching up? Yeah, okay, I'm not sure, maybe not, maybe it's like what is it? It's just a dome. Okay. Sorry about that. So you've got this city. Okay, and they each have a tchum, but the tchum ends up, the 2,000 numbers ends up in the middle of that lake. And it's an artificial lake, Rabbi. It's an artificial lake. It's reservoir, really. That's what it is. It's a water reservoir. And half it is, so again, half it is in this tchum, and the other half is in the other tchum. Can you draw water from this reservoir? Yes or no? This is fresh, clean, good water. Can you draw water from it? Yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you may not take any water from it, even if it's within your tchum. What's the reason? What's the reason? Why can you not take water? I'm assuming again there is no carrying issue. That's the point. So we're saying now that it's not the case. What?
Yeah, and I think if you've got river, I think it's called riparian rights or something.
Which means what?
I think each person owns half.
Okay. So we're going to go to that. It's actually quite similar to what we're going to be learning now. Let's bear that in mind. Shamayim shebesoichat chum koinin shvitsa so'ir, hum is'avin elum elum. So, very interesting halacha. The halacha is, do you remember we spoke about items being koinin shvitsa? Do you remember we spoke about that? That it's not just a person that acquires, that has a tchum, but it's also items that are koinei shvisa as well. You remember that? Yeah? So your couple is koinei shvisa with you, right? And so is your shoes, and so is your, so everything that you belongs are koinei shvisa and has got your tchum. So similarly also, a person, any acquisitions and possessions, they're all, you go with your tchum. Now what about the water? Is the water also equally koinei shvisa? The answer is yes, it is. Because the water also is part of the tchum of the city. Now, what happens therefore is that, as Shulchan Aruch says, Shamayim shebesoicha tchum, the water within the tchum, koinim shvisa so'ir, it's koinim the shvisa of the city. But the problem now is, will the water move, yes or no? Now, which point is it koinim shvisa? Which tchum does it belong to? Which tchum does it belong to? We go according to which tchum?
You say half.
Yeah, half defined when?
What's in the middle?
Defined at what point? When?
What do you mean when?
When is it defined as being part of this tchum or being defined at that tchum? When?
You'd have to take it the width.
But what time of day? 12 o'clock? Half past 6? Half past 4?
It's not going to be affected by tides, is it? A reservoir?
Gideon, what do you tie in it? When is the Koinei Shvisa? Which? What time? Exactly. Of course. As always, it's going to be Koinei Shvisa when Shabbos comes in. So therefore, imagine if you've got this reservoir. Half the water belongs to this tchum as Shabbos comes in, and half is Koinei Shvisa part of this city when Shabbos comes in. So what happens 5 seconds later? The water is going to move, right? So now, if you are a Yid, if you are a gentleman living in this part of the city, so, forget about carrying, yeah? There's no problem of carrying here, because it's, whatever, you can carry there. So, can you draw water from there? Why not? It might be from the other tchum. Similarly, if you're a gentleman living on this side, can you draw water from there? The answer is no, why not? Because perhaps it's water from from the other tchum. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Hafilu b'seich tchum yikanat shamayim shebezoich ha-tchum, the water within the tchum, koin in shvisa ha-so'ir, that koin, they acquire the shvisa, the tchum, whom is ha-o'ir of the city, whom is ha-o'ir of the city, and they can, and therefore, and they mix, and therefore you cannot take it. Now comes a massive, enormous chiddush. A massive chiddush. Now, what would you say? What would happen if you would put a mechitza, as in picture number one, right across? You put a mechitza going all the way down. Should that suffice? Would that help now? Yes or no?
You talk about length, length or width?
As in the picture. Would that help? Pardon? Oh, so let's say it does.
So the water should stay within.
Good. So you're saying that if you make a mechitza right down, so surely the water is going to stay in its tchum. You're making a mechitza. This is part of this council. This is part of this borough. And therefore, the halacha is going to be, yes, that's fine. That's part of this tchum. That's part of this tchum. And therefore, you can draw the water from there. That's perfectly fine. Now, Jonathan says very correctly, that obviously makes sense if you go right down, because then the water is not going to, not going to mix. Now, what happens if it's not a mechitza going all the way down? If it's a mechitza which is only on the horizon and above sea level, what would you say would be the halacha then? Would that help, yes or no?
No.
The water will still mix. Now will come. Now you're right. I would agree with you. I would actually completely agree with you. But let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch would not agree with that. So if you want to use water, Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzorich las mechitza, you must establish a mechitza, a separating wall, besoif atchum at the end of the tchum, as in picture number one, lehafsikon to divide between them. Once you've got the mechitza going down." Then you've got one side belongs to this tchum, the other side belongs to the other tchum, and it's fine, and water is not going to mix. Va'afilu, and here comes the chiddush, here comes the chiddush, here comes the chiddush. Va'afilu tluya, even if it's hanging, this is a better word than hanging, if it's, pardon?
Floating.
Not float, if it's pardon? Suspended. She'enu magaz lekaka, that it doesn't reach the floor level, it's not reaching the ground. Hachoritz of the reservoir, it's still fine. Veshel konim ba'am, and even if it's just bamboo sticks with a massive separation between the sticks, sagi, it's still sufficient. It's still sufficient. It's still fine. Of course, we wouldn't have guessed that, because if it's just on top of the sea, you would have thought that it doesn't work. Why? Because water is still underneath it, going to flow. No, but we are saying that this is still fine. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. What's the reason for that? Mishnah Bura will explain that in Seif Cotton Hay. Afilu itluyo. Dekal hi shekilu b'mayim. This is a particular leniency which Chazal were lenient with regards to water. Mipnei sheyesh lozeh tzorichah, since there's great needs for water. You know, you need that water on Shabbos, right?
So you've got it. Nevertheless, it's fine. Okay.
It's fine. The belavochi and the niggas can have sekral. Sorry, mikomogim tzech shal koponim ktsay amechitza shikua tefach b'mayim. He said, but it's got to go one tefach in the water. So it doesn't have to reach the ground, but it's got to be one tefach in the water. The belavochi and the niggas can have sekral, because otherwise it doesn't appear as if it's a separation. Now, I must be honest, I fail to totally understand this. Can you explain it? I don't exactly have it. Yeah, it's hard to understand, right? Because we've just understood so clearly that the whole idea of the mechitza is that water, you know, that water doesn't, and obviously if it's water that comes from the other side, it's a problem of tchum. You can't take water from the other side, right? That's what we've said. So why is it good enough to have a mechitza which is above sea level? And that will appear, No, good question. Yeah, the answer is because as far as that is concerned, it's a good question. It's a very good question. But it's not considered, because it's not fully acquired by the other side. It's not fully acquired. It's not theirs properly. It's not theirs properly. Yeah, but it's not owning it in a financial sense. It's theirs. There's that mutual understanding that, you know, my water might go on your side, and you know, if they would be unequal, then perhaps you'd be right. But since water, what are you talking about this? How? What is pshat in the fact that a mechitza, which is not going all the way down, is still sufficient because of kalush, it gives a certain leniency. It's hard to understand. So I tell you why I find it a bit different. Although I hear what you're saying, I do find it a bit different because the string, it is halachically considered a wall, and therefore you can't. This establishes an entire unit, and therefore it's a shusiyach, and therefore you can carry here. What I'm finding here is a bit different. You may disagree with me, but I'm finding here a bit different is that the whole problem is that you can't have water from the other side. Is it water from the other side? Yes or no? It is water from the other side. So. You see, you're diminishing the circulation because it's going tefach in the water. That's a nice svara. Okay, continues the Ramah. Voil shel tavern, I met it ben shnei tchumin. You've got a pit, which is called tavern inside it. Tavern, straw inside it, in the pit, which is between both tchumim. Now you've got a pit, yeah, full of straw. Can you let your cows go and eat there? Can you get your camels there and eat from it? Can you get your animals graze in this pit full of straw, which is between both tchumim? Imagine, instead of having water in that reservoir, there is straw. And you want to let your animals eat from it, can you? You're satisfying the tefka. Well, your side, yeah. So I'm not, I mean, in a financial sense, it's hefka, but in terms of tchumim, it's in terms of tchumim, it's your side. And that's out of the tchum. We're not worried about financial issues. It's everybody can access it in a monetary sense, but there's a shayla over here that it's perhaps out of your tchum. So Shulchan Aruch says that it's not a problem. Heilu ma'achilin. You can't take straw from that storage. We're not concerned. Perhaps you're taking from the other tchum, from the other side. We're not concerned about that. Now this is if it's a river. River that, if there's floating water, would that make any difference? Going back to picture number one. Imagine it's not a reservoir, but it's a river. What would you say then? Back to picture number one. Binyamin, what do you tie in it? If it's picture number one, but it's not a reservoir, it's a river.
Same thing will apply.
Same thing will apply?
Yeah, because you're arguing the river.
You agree or disagree? If it's a river, can you take water from the other side? Mechitza. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Ein tzarich shum tikkun, forget it, you don't need a wall. You need nothing. Because it's not koine shvisa in the first place. Water is never koine shvisa in the first place if it's in a river. Because it moves, and therefore as Shabbos comes in, it's not koine shvisa because it's moving. The whole shaila of picture number one is because it's a reservoir and the water remains static. You hear the difference? Yeah?
You said before the reservoir is moving a bit.
You're within it, but it's not, you're right, but it's not like a river. That has a stream that keeps on continuously go. So therefore, it's not koine shvisa in the first place. All right, now, Siman Tov Gimel, page 536. An interesting shayla. That's a really interesting shayla. Imagine the following case. It's a good riddle. If you ever want to have an interesting, if you're sitting in a simcha next to somebody and you don't know what to talk about, this is the one you should bring up. It's a really good one. You know, if you're running out of topic, instead of putting out the phone and looking at the, you know, yeah, just ask him this shayla. So it's a really good one. Shomas Bevika, if a person rests in a bikah, in a field, okay, what happens is there, a Shabbos comes in. When goyim come along, suddenly builders come with their high-vis jackets and stuff. Suddenly goyim come, on Shabbos morning, goyim are showing up. And suddenly, so you're there, very comfortably, you're eating, your Shabbos, you're saying, everything fine and good. And suddenly, on Shabbos morning, builders show up in the high-pitched jacket and start making a mechitza around it. And a building, very quickly, 1, 2, 3, and there's mechitza all around it. Now, I want to know, how far can you walk now? So Shabbos by Shabbos lunchtime now, you decide, okay, fine, you've had your cholent, you've had your shlof, you want to go for a walk now. But, imagine, you're in a field, yeah? You can only go 2,000 amas. Now, I want to know, which 2,000 amas can you go? Can you go to 2,000 amas off where you were when Shabbos came in, and that's the 2,000 amas you can go? Or, perhaps now, that the goyim have completed a mechitza on Shabbos Kodesh, they've completed, can you say, hold on a sec, what would have happened if the mechitza were built before Shabbos? How far could you go? Yeah, 2,000 beyond the mechitzas. But those mechitzas didn't exist when Shabbos came in. They've been born, as it were, on Shabbos. Now I want to know, can you do the 2,000 amas from those newly set up and established mechitzas, or only 2,000 amas from where you were when Shabbos... You were? You can't benefit, but 1 second. Do you know, you're surely referring to something which was done by Eden.
Yeah, this is not Eden.
Yeah, but they've been employed.
No, self-employed goyim. They're paid by the British Lottery, Capital Council. Yeah. Everything's about the National Lottery, generally, you know. Yeah, so...
There's no benefits in it, but it wasn't your intention. So I say you do it from...
Ignore the mechitzas. You ignore the mechitzas. Everybody, what do you tell me? Ignore mechitzas? Ignore mechitzas? Ignore mechitzas. Eino hoylech bas, shluch noch, elu alpaim amas, you can only go 2,000 amas, as you said, ignore the mechitzas. Sheino kula ka'ab amas. Kivin shalosh shavas, ba'am mechitzas into you. Kivin shalosh shavas, you did not rest. You did not sleep. You didn't acquire your tchum ba'avi ha-mechitzas in the air of mechitzas, as you said. But what about carrying? What about carrying? So you said you can't walk more than 2,000. What happens though if the mechitza? Yeah, a big mechitza. Now I want to know if I can carry there. Okay, because before I wasn't allowed to carry there because it was a field, an open field. Now there's mechitzas. Now I'm allowed to carry. Can I carry now? Yes or no? More than Eov, it's actual mechitzas. It's proper solid walls around it.
No.
No, you can't? Yes, you can. Yes or no? Yes, you can. Can you carry or not? Can you carry? Yeah or no? Yes? So it's very interesting because Shulchan Aruch says, "Umetaltel bekul al yedei zrika." Yes, you can. You can actually carry. But listen to that. If you've got, imagine the mechitzas, that's a fascinating shaila. Imagine you've got the mechitzas, beyond 2,000 amas. What would be the halacha then? You've got massive mechitzas. Mechitzas have been 2,000. You can only walk 2,000. You can only walk 2,000, but you can carry, we are saying, more than 2,000. Why can you carry? Because there's mechitzas. That means as follows, Abayisa. We are ignoring those mechitzas in terms of walking, the 2,000 amas, in terms of tchum, we're ignoring those, as you said, we're ignoring. They weren't existing when Shabbos came in. But we're knowing doing ignoring, we are validating them in terms of carrying. So shosiochin now. Which means, therefore, it's such a riddle. Much interesting. These are mechitzas help for carrying, but they don't help for tchum. So therefore, you could potentially have a scenario that you are out of tchum and you're still out to carry. It's fascinating. Which means basically that you can't walk there. You can't walk there, but you can carry there. Which Shulchan Aruch means, what's the only thing that it's relevant with? You can throw something there, which normally didn't exist. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And you can carry that through chucking things there. Shocha lizrak afilu chutz la'alpan, you can chuck something outside of the 2,000 amas. Shareish, because Rishus Yochid Gomu, it's a pure, undiluted, real, genuine Rishus Yochid. Kim and Shukr of Dira, since it's established, since it's Shukr of Dira. So there you go. You have walls that help for one matter and not for the other. These walls help for being a Shizyoche, but they do not help for a Tchum, and therefore they are ignored in terms of Tchum. That means you can carry there, but you cannot walk there if it's beyond the 2,000 amas. It's an interesting Shaila. Yeah, what do you want to say? Because in terms of tchumim, we go, as Shulchan Mishnah Berurah explains, in terms of Tchumim, we go with what happened on when Shabbos came in. That's always the rule. Tchum always goes according to Shabbos comes in. And Mechitzas, not necessarily. If there are solid Mechitzas now, I'm fine. Just like the opposite way around as well. If Mechitzas comes down on Shabbos, you can't carry. And similarly, if they're newly established on Shabbos, if they're done Beheta, if it wasn't a Yid, you're quite right. If it would be a Yid, who said it? You said it. If a Yid would have made them, you're right, you wouldn't be allowed to use them. But it's what's going.
If a Mechitzas came down on Shabbos and people don't know.
Well,
somebody, I think you said once, it's better not to tell people.
Better not to tell. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Abayi, these are the halachos we're going to cover this evening. I wish you a very good evening.